What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. Thanks for listening once again. Julie, welcome, and how are you doing? How was your week?
It's been really, really crazy busy, but good. How about you?
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Very good. I have a busy crazy week of novena, yeah. As you know, we talked about, started last Thursday, and so it's over this Saturday, and as you're listening, will be the feast day, and so I've been going there every day and getting what I'm supposed to do done, and my prayers, and being over there on sacred grounds, and I'm very happy to do it, and always, it's amazing how quickly it goes by. It really does. You think it's coming up, it's coming up, it's coming. And then it's there and it's over. So, but yeah, I love it. I love to see people that I don't see all the time that I get to see. And it's all good. I'm very happy to be where I am and be there. So that's really the bulk of what's been going on for me, out every day trying to get it all done. I really haven't been out that much, Jewel. I have to be honest, I've been home a lot because it's just been so beautiful. And the novena plans take, you know, by the time I get back, it's after 4-ish, about 4:30. So I really haven't been, I've been spending time at my house. I, honest to God, have not really gone anywhere other than the last week I went to the glider last Thursday night. And that's been it for my going out anywhere. How about that? We've eaten at home or just didn't do anything. So I haven't been out for, I went to lunch. I did go to lunch on Monday afternoon. I went to Mansour's, which was great as always. And we had a nice little lunch. I went with my mother-in-law, Jill Miller, and we had a nice little get together. And that was nice. And then, but that's it. I really did not go. I had to go to the cultural center on Tuesday for a while. So I have not been out. I am going out tonight. Deb Peterson and I are going out to dinner. We're going to go down to Alfredo. So I will meet her there for a little bit. But I've been loving every minute of, as you know, I got new railings on my deck last Saturday. And so I've been loving I just love to be out there at night. So that's where I've been most of this week, hanging out, you know, friends come over, but nowhere big, Jewel. Haven't even ordered anything. Like, really haven't. Just one night out. Oh, no, that's not true. How about me? I'm
big fat liar. Sunday I did go out with Doug Smith. He and I went and we went back to the glider because that's where he wanted to go. So we went. That was Sunday, but that was it. I got some vegetables from Hopkins Farm, some more tomatoes and some onions, and they were delicious. And I am looking at my garden, and it is, and I know I said this before, but every day you go up, you just see more and more and more stuff growing and ready to go. So, Julie, you'll be given a lot of tomatoes once they start to ripen because they're
all right,
a million of them up there.
That's exciting.
Yeah. So that's been my time. How about for you? Anything, any other scoop news talk about? I did see the mural downtown. Have been going by every day because I'm on my way to Novena that way. And so I go by daily for the last week. And it is, mm-hmm. It's practically finished, Jewel.
Yeah, I believe it is finished.
It's really cool.
It's
really cool.
One of the largest ones, I think, that they've done. There's a lot of square footage there to cover. And that went quickly, didn't it? I mean, they painted very quickly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm always amazed.
And it looks so much. I just love how it looks, Jewel. How, you know, all of this art really just makes these buildings just look so much more cool. And that is a big, big, big space to cover. So
it really is.
I think it's great. And you know how Rose told us a couple weeks ago that he's this, how do you say his name, Julie? Baylin?
I believe it is Baylin.
Baylin.
Okay. But that is like a nickname.
And that,
yeah, that's short for.
Oh, all right. Well, whatever. She said that he is like the modern day Picasso.
Yes, that's what they call him. Yes.
That's what they pegged him as. Well, you can see that in this mural. I mean, it's wild because that's exactly, as soon as I saw it, I'm like, oh my God, I forgot that's what she said. And man, that is true. He's very, very good. It's really, really a cool piece. Go down and see it. And just take a look at what, I mean, the dedication is next week, the 1st of August. But
yes,
go by and
Friday.
Check it out. It's going to be great. So lots of stuff going on next week. We're going to have Dr. Catherine Richmond Cullen on next week. She's going to talk to us a little bit about the Lyceum and the work that's being done there. And that night, Friday night, the 1st, if you are looking at this, because she won't be on until the following Saturday, but if you're looking for something to do on Friday night after you do the dedication, because this starts at, the dedication's at 5, and this starts at 7, the Lyceum performance for the theater performance of the Lyceum, which is one of the projects through Broadway Theater, will be at Lackawanna College that evening. And so that's going to be a really nice event. So after I leave down there to see the mural, I'll be getting back up to Lackawanna College to see Catherine's kids' performance from the Lyceum. So it's really going to be a busy night, and of course it's First Friday, so there's always stuff going on. So, and Jewel, we have to make a date. I'll go with you Sunday night if you want to Marcos, just so you know.
I need to get to as much of
the
jazz festival as possible. I know that. It looks really, the lineup this year is extremely impressive. Like, it's always great.
Yeah,
but
well,
I really think they went above and beyond with the talent this year. So speaking of talent, though, I did want to mention, too, Laura, before we have to wrap, you're talking about things to do on Friday night on August 1st, and our good friend Doug Smith and the Dixieland All-Stars are going to perform as part of Pocket Park Live at the Christopher A. Dougherty Pocket Park on the corner of Linden Street and Wyoming Avenue, and they're going to be playing starting at 6:30. So that's another one you might want to stop by if you're downtown. That's going to be a perfect night, to do that.
I know. He's been talking to me about that. That's terrific. So I'll have to go from one to there and then scoot over. That's good. That's all right. We can all move around. That's how it works.
I think
on
we
Friday.
Can do
so
it.
Anyway, lots
yeah,
of good
we can
stuff.
Do it.
Yep. And I am thrilled that Carl Fisher is part of the big band, because Scranton Jazz Big Band, because he's one of my all-time favorites. I absolutely love him. He's Billy Joel's trumpeter, and he's phenomenal. So I'm delighted. And Nate Berkey will be playing, and Alona Knopfler, and these are all people who have been involved with this jazz festival for many, many, many years. And because to say Marco's going to be coming up next to talk about it, but, you know, I'm a founding member, Marco and Doug Smith and Bob Schlesinger, and I founded this, well, as Marco will tell us, it's 20 years later. So Marco is the remaining founding member, still doing the work and doing a great job. So we're going to take a quick break and talk to Marco next, and you're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show. We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising PR and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. Jewel, tell them what you can do.
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
Thank you, Julie. And with us is the wonderful Marco Marcinko, who is the artistic director of the Scranton Jazz Festival and a very, very, very longtime friend of mine. The Scranton Jazz Festival is in its 20th year. Lots is happening, lots of good press, Mark. I've been reading it and seeing it everywhere, which is all good. So welcome, and tell me a little bit about what's going on. Tell everybody what's going on here, because you got a lot to digest.
Thanks, Laura. Good to hear your voice. And hi, Julie. And I second what Julie said, because she does a lot for our Scranton Jazz Festival. So Jules is awesome. And Laura,
she is.
You know, we're celebrating 20 years this year, and it's pretty amazing, going all the way back to the olden days of Naog Park and starting with a tent at Hanlon's Grove and about 300 people. And it was like a one-day sort of concert event, and then it blossomed into 2 days and then 3 days, and then moving to the Radisson in downtown Scranton for so many years, and then COVID hitting, and then coming out of COVID and reinventing the festival and taking it into the entire downtown. And now here we are 20 years later, and we're at the Scranton Cultural Center with our headlining act on Saturday night, August 2nd, the Great Tower of Power, which is a funk band, legendary funk and soul band, formed around the same time as Chicago, Earth, Wind, and Fire, and a lot of those horn band groups. And they've been on the road recording and touring all of these years, over 50 years, obviously. So they're going to headline the show at the Scranton Cultural Center on August 2nd, and you can get your tickets at scrantonjazzfestival.org. And then on Sunday, August 3rd, we're going to celebrate the 20 years of the Jazz Festival. And, of course, you're invited, Julie's invited, to come and hear the Scranton Jazz Festival Big Band. It's an Emmy-nominated ensemble that's 17 pieces, and we're going to have guest artists like Carl Fisher, the trumpeter with Billy Joel. We're going to have Ilona Knopfler singing with us. We're going to have Maryam McSweeney. I know you guys are getting excited about Carl Fisher. And we're going to have Jeff Barone,
Ronald
Swansea. Nate Berkey's going to be there. Laura, I know you love Nate Berkey, too. So,
I love Nate. Yep.
We're going to have a great celebration on Sunday, talking about the years of the festival and everyone that's been involved. So those are the two ticketed events at the Scranton Cultural Center. And, again, you can go to scrantonjazzfestival.org to get that information. And I'll tell you that if you want to come into the downtown and go to one of 23 different venues that will have jazz, blues, and world beat music, you could do that during the course of the weekend as well, Friday and Saturday. And on Sunday, we have 6 jazz brunches, and all that information is on our website. And it's an awesome festival. It's a little taste of what it would be like if you went to New Orleans for the weekend. We kind of bring it here to Scranton, and it's just an awesome event. It's growing every single year, and we're going to celebrate a big 20. So thank you.
I know. Marco, when you think about it, 20 years, it's a long time. A long time. A long time to start out in humble beginnings, as you mentioned, at Hanlon's Grove under a little tent, and then the collapse of that famous Valentine's Day storm, and then the Radisson, and there for years, and so it was COVID where things then changed. Mark, you said that's when things started to take a different direction and kind of spill into the downtown.
Yeah, you know, COVID knocked everyone out for a year, and we wanted to even try to do the festival virtually that year. We wanted to try to do things like everyone was doing with Zoom and with various things with the chat sort of things that were happening on Facebook, and trying to do a festival that way that everyone could stay home and just watch it. It got super complicated and technically too advanced for what we wanted to present. So we skipped that year, And then we came out the following year, and we didn't want to do the gathering at the Radisson, so we kind of moved from there, and we went into the downtown, and we let the restaurants manage what they wanted to manage. They had their regulations and limits because of COVID, and we put music in the places, and we asked people to give donations, and it was just absolutely outstanding how that all worked out. And so we stayed with it the next year and the next year, and now we've kind of grown back in a way that we could offer the best of both worlds, where we have all of these small venues doing their thing and at the same time simultaneously doing the big show at the Scranton Cultural Center. So it's really best of both worlds.
Well, and the good thing about the Cultural Center, number one, it's great there. Number two, with all the sound and everything, the new stuff they got, it's going to be great. But the beautiful part of it is it's wet, climate controlled. So you're not dealing about, you remember all those thunderstorms and crazy times that we had under the pavilion, which, was great and it was cozy because you were undercover, but it was scary. And sometimes that stuff just, it got beyond our control. So having it inside for that and still then able, Marco, which you've always loved and it's always been near and dear to your heart, was the jazz walk. So this sort of has become a major, major jazz walk with as many, how many you said, 23 different places that you can go?
Yeah, we have 23 venues involved over the entire weekend. And if you go to the website, you'll see a map, and you'll see all the venues listed on the map. And then we also offer, thanks to our friend Kurt Camoni at the Visitors Bureau, we offer shuttle service throughout the weekend. You could get on a limo shuttle, and it'll take you from venue to venue. It'll drop you off. If you want to be on, Franklin Avenue, and you want to check out something over there, and then you want to shoot right over to North Washington, you just jump on the shuttle. It'll take you there. It's amazing. So we have that as well.
Yep. Yeah, it's wonderful, and the collaboration and the everybody you get working with you, Mark, is wonderful because it does affect the entire downtown. Always did, and more in a grand way. It's really, really, really putting the mark of the Jazz Festival out there. And Mark, I want to remind everyone: it's August 1st. 2nd and 3rd. What time tell the times again for the Tower of Power and the big band?
Okay, well, if you come on Friday, everything is starting around 5:30. You'll see it on our map and you'll see it with our venues. It starts at 5:30. It'll go to at least 1:00 in the morning. And that's multiple venues. And then on Saturday, again, it's going to start around 6:00 with some restaurants. But then the big show at 8:00 is at the Scranton Cultural Center with Tower of Power. And when that show lets out, we'll have the shuttles waiting outside the Scranton Cultural Center for anyone who wants to jump on the shuttle and go right into the downtown and go to one of maybe 11 other places that's going to have late night music going until at least 1:00 in the morning again. And then on Sunday, we have jazz brunches happening at six different locations, and that's between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., and then we have our headlining show Sunday night at the Scranton Cultural Center starting at 6 p.m.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, Mark, I will definitely be there Sunday night for sure. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be great. Hopefully we can get our Julie to come out as well. What do you think, Jewel?
I think the whole weekend sounds amazing, and I love working on this. And every summer when it comes around, this is one of my favorites to work on. I think we go way back. Marco and I met, and gosh, we all met during first night, right? And a long time ago. And I met Sarah Efforts years later at when I worked at the Times. And she's the executive director, so we all work closely together, and it's a great team and a wonderful event. So, and Marco is on quite a press tour this week. Marco and Sarah are making the rounds. I'm so happy to hear your voice on the radio, and she's going to be on TV soon too. So keep watching.
Thanks, Jewel.
Yeah. Well, Mark, you're always
you're always the most enthusiastic. The jazz is near and dear to you and your family's heart, and this this place, this organization has, you know, really gone and just pushed and keeps on going. It keeps going to where you want it to get to, because you always had that artistic vision of it and where it should go and how it should be, and the people that you get to come and participate here is you know, second to none. So we are blessed to have you here and to be and to love this genre of music as much as you do, because it's a special music, as you know. And Mark, you know, let's face it, you were well trained by that wonderful father of yours who we all love and miss. And you know, your mom and all of her wonderful stuff, we love her. Big shout out to Glenda. Hi, Glenda, we love you. And just in general, you know, you come from a family of musicians, and Mark, you do a good job, you do a great job, and you just keep not taking no for an answer and just keep going. And that's what you have to do to get something pushed over the, you know, the end zone. You got to keep on going with it. So I wish you all the best with this, and I'm sure this is something you're quite proud of. You know, 20 years later, here you are, what's going on, and to have this kind of molded and shaped into what you were thinking it should be. Does this sort of answer that burning question for you of what will it be down the road? Are you kind of really pleased with where it's at today?
Well, I'm glad you said all the things that you said, and I thank you for that. And I want to say that it's still growing, and we're not 100% there yet, but we're on our way to getting to 100%, and it might take a couple more years. We're going to get more people into the downtown. We're going to get more venues involved, and we're going to really explode the downtown with the Mural Arts Project, with what Rose Rain Dazzle Pizzuto is doing, with that wonderful thing that's happening for Scranton, the Jazz Festival happening for Scranton, Downtown Living that's happening with our developers that are doing good things, restaurants that are coming here. It's really, you know, hopefully in the next couple of Augusts that come in the near future, it will grow a little bit more. And, you know, we'll see what happens, but we're definitely we're sitting very nice right now, and we're offering something that's very special to Northeastern Pennsylvania. And I would dare say that it's the largest music festival in Northeastern Pennsylvania as of right now, with what we do with all of these venues and over 90 musicians coming in for the weekend and performing here, and how many people that we're bringing to the downtown. So it's an awesome event.
Yeah. Well, it keeps on getting better, and in large part to your tenacity, and we thank you for that. And Mark, one more thing. Tell me a little bit about this club underneath Atera. What's going on with that?
Well, that's John Basiliga, when he redid the old Tinks facility, and he put Atera 519, the restaurant, on that first level. He wanted to have a club, some sort of lounge downstairs, utilize that space. And a lot of people don't know this, but John's father was a great accordion player. He was a musician, and he ran the music store at Sugarman's when I was a kid growing up. And, in fact, my sister Margaret, she worked for him. And always had a high respect for Serge. My dad and Serge were friends, and he was a great accordion player. And so John wanted to name the club after his dad, and that's why it's called Sergey's Live. And we have Young Lion playing down there on Friday night, some reggae and world beat music, some blues. Then we have the Randy Andes on Saturday. It's a female vocal group, and they dress the part old style. They take modern tunes, like what Postmodern Jukebox does. They take modern tunes and they give them an old swing style. So it's a very cool vibe.
Cool.
So those are the two things that will happen at Sergey's Live. And then upstairs at Atera, we'll have a brunch on Sunday, and we'll have a trio playing up there.
I love it. And you're over. And didn't I read the Madam Jenny's too? Because I know that that's being now managed and rent, you know, it's taken under new management from
our friends, sure, the Russos. They still own the building, but that it's being re-managed by someone else now, correct?
It's managed by the Settlers in Hospitality, which have many properties, the Anthracite property in Carbondale, when
right,
going up, Leggio's, and various properties in Holly and Honesdale. So they have they're managing Hail Mary's and Madame Jenny's. Art Russo got in touch with me, and he said, can we do something there? I went and I looked at it, and I said, absolutely. So we have on Friday night, Dustin Douglas and the Electric Gentlemen are coming in there to perform at Madame Jenny's at night. So that room is going to be utilized, yes, as well as a great listening room and with a bar and everything like that. So people will enjoy having
it. I love it. Again.
Yep.
See, that it's really neat, and that place is great. I'm so happy there's something else going to be there, because that's just a great old place. It's great. All these,
yeah,
places that, you know, have are out there and available to us. So anyway, I just wanted to point a couple out. So good for you, Mark. Congratulations to you. And I will see you soon. We'll see you over the weekend at least for the Jazz Festival, which is, again, August 1, 2, and 3. All over downtown Scranton, Saturday night at the Cultural Center, and Sunday night again for the big band, so in celebration of the 20th year. So, Mark, thank you. Thank you, Marco, for being part of this our show today, and we wish you the best of luck, and I love you to pieces.
Thanks, Laura. Thanks, Julie. Talk to you soon. See you over the weekend. ScrantonJazzFestival.org.
There you go, baby. All righty. All right, and we'll be right back. We have the lovely Jillian Jesuit coming up from Fidelity Bank. We'll talk to her next. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising PR and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. Jewel, tell everybody what you can do for them.
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, just visit my website, juliedimmel.com.
Thanks so much, Jules. And with us today is our guest expert from Fidelity Bank, Ms. Jillian Jesuit, who is the Assistant Retail Branch Manager in the Abington Branch. And we welcome her. It's her first time on. She's in this new position. She was started in the Green Ridge office. She's with the bank almost about 4 years. She was as a customer. I know it's not called this, Jillian, but it used to be when I was in the biz, customer service representative. But you have a fancier term for it. But now you're promoted to the assistant retail branch manager, which is terrific. So, what is the name of the? What was your past title, honey?
Thanks, Laurie. It was just personal banker.
Personal banker.
Yeah,
I love it. So, and I and Jillian, as I was telling you before, I did exactly what you did. I back in the day, they were called customer service representatives, and I was that for a couple years before I was promoted. So, it's all good, and that's how it works. And so, congratulations to you. As we were saying, Julie and I, it's so good to see women doing what they need to do to make their mark, especially in the banking world. It's a great thing, and it's a great career, so congratulations to you, and we look forward, hopefully, to have you on in the future again, because what we've already heard about you, you're a delight, and we have to give a big shout-out to our dear friend Dragon, who moved from Green Ridge to the Dunmore office, and now he's back with you, in Jillian, in the Abington branch, which he is the retail branch manager, and he's a terrific guy. Everybody loves Dragon, as you know, Jillian. So good to have you guys back in one spot. I'm very happy. So please give him our love.
I definitely will. And, you know, this is a great team, and we're going to excel with him here leading us.
Great, honey. Well, good for you. So tell us a little bit. Now, last month when we were on, we talked a little bit about your newly started checking account type of sale that you're, so to speak, sale, a promotion. And mm-hmm. we want to talk about it again because we still have another month left on that. It ends in August 29th. And so why don't you give us more info about that and how it works? Again, you have another full month to do this. So talk more about it and tell us what you can get, which are some exciting prizes, and see what happens with that. So tell us a little bit more about the promotion.
Absolutely, ladies. So I think this is pretty cool. Since I've been here, I've never seen a summer checking promo like this before. We do them every year, but this one is pretty neat. This year's promotion for new clients and existing clients of Fidelity Bank who do not have a checking account with us currently, all you need to do is stop into the bank, tell us you want to open up a checking account, deposit $500 or more into the account, and set up a direct deposit. It could be with your employer or with Social Security, whichever one you have it with. And on the spot, you'll walk out with one of three choices of any pair of Ray-Bans that we have to offer. Plus, I know, it's amazing, right? In addition to that,
it's a great prize.
If you do, you can earn money too then. So you can earn up to $400
okay.
if you do... if you have direct deposits that are at least $1,500 for three consecutive months, if you do 45 debit debit card transactions over 3 months, which sounds a lot, but it really just breaks down to 15 a month. But let's face it, most of us swipe our cards or at least buy on Amazon that often and set up our online banking. So if you do that, you get $100. Then if you open up a savings account with $10,000 or more for 3 months, you get another $250. And if you decide you want to open the account online, you get another $50. So you basically could get sunglasses and $400 if you play your cards right, which is pretty cool.
You're darn right. Especially, too, because it goes to existing customers as long as you open the account that you do not have the account already, right? Because sometimes that promotional stuff doesn't hit someone who might already be a customer, and so you're able to, as long as it's a new checking account, right, that they don't have, can they have any other kind, or does it have to be no checking account that they've had in the past but were willing to do that?
Nope. As long as there's no checking account, you qualify for those sunglasses and that bonus. We have a lot of customers that have savings accounts and no checking account, or CDs and money markets, but no checking account. So now would be a great time to take advantage of saying, I want to flip over and I want to use Fidelity because look what they can do for me. So let's get them over here with this promotion and let's really show them what we can do for them as a caring bank.
And that you are, 100%. Jillian, I have a question. As far as the glasses, let's dig a little deeper here. How many are there? You said there are three styles of glasses. Is that correct?
Yes, I have three styles of Ray-Bans. I have the new Wayfarer style, the Aviator style, and the Erica style. And we have them all on hand at the branch so we can take them into the client and show them what they look like and they can pick from the case that we have.
I love it. I think it's great. I said last month when we were talking about this, years ago, zillion years ago, and it was so funny that people would go into banks and they'd get toasters and things like that for their house. Julie, do you remember any of that? I mean, I'm way older than you, but do you remember that?
A toaster? I feel like they gave phones when I feel like, you know, like remember those crazy color phones in the 80s and 90s. Oh. Yeah, I feel like phones were a thing at one point. But, yeah, I mean, I would rather the Ray-Bans now, so.
I know.
Good job on
Jillian, that's
that.
What I'm saying. That's right. Forget about the toasters these days. I mean, this is great. I mean, the glasses are great. And I know because I'm a Ray-Ban fan, so I wear them a lot, and I have a couple pair, and I know what they cost. So to get something for opening an account, something you would do anyway, why not do it? And that's not a, you know, that's a decent amount of money to have to open it with, and then the direct deposit. I mean, they're all easy things to do. So that's great. I think this is a wonderful thing. How are you doing with your promotion so far? How did that, do people, is it being well received? How's it going with that?
It is. We're doing very well with it, and we're getting clients coming in and asking about it. But what's more fun to me is the people that walk in to open an account and don't know that it's happening. And we can surprise them and say, hey, while you're here, what about a free pair of sunglasses because of the promotion we have? So then it's like, oh, my God, it's like Christmas.
Absolutely. Christmas in July. That's what they say. Well, so
and you know what's funny?
In other words, there are – what?
We're actually celebrating Christmas in July tomorrow in the Abington branch. If anybody stops in, we'll be wearing our festive Christmas gear. And if you play your cards right, you might get a prize.
See, and you know what? You have to have some fun with, you know, this is serious business. It's people's money. But you have to have fun because what happens is, and this is proven, that people are very much, a lot of people are afraid to deal with banks. At least they used to be a long time ago. And it's your money. It's serious, and people are worried and scared of it, and they want to be taken care of, and they want you to understand them. And you almost become a therapist many times when you do talk to people in open accounts because they tend to tell you what's going on for them and what they need and how fearful they are of things. And so it's important that when you're in there, you reduce that stress
for people who are coming in, you want them to feel like they come in and you're able to help them. And in this case, you're going to be dressed in, you know, Christmas gear so that people can feel like, hey, it's Christmas in July. I mean, everybody's talking about that now, Christmas in July, including mm-hmm. people who are buying Christmas gifts now, not that they haven't done before, but those people who are trying to beat the tariffs, and a lot of people are starting to stock up on Christmas already. So you're mm-hmm. very appropriate. It's very time appropriate for you there, Jillian.
Yes.
That's a really good idea. That's a great idea. And don't you find that Fidelity comes up with cool ideas and things to make you feel at home and at ease when you come in, and people are just there to welcome you in many ways, including having an ice cream truck that goes all over town and to events and everything. All those little twists and turns that Fidelity Bank does, no pun intended on the truck there, but all of those things they do to make you feel like you're part of their family, because that's really what it feels like when you go in there.
That's one of my favorite things about working here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yes, that's one of my favorite things about working here. We do random acts of kindness every month. You know, this month we're doing the $25 gift cards. Last month the Abington team bought lunch for the Abington Library next door. The branch as a whole is doing the water balloon fight today at Dunmore Corners. So everything ends up going back to the community in some way, which is amazing. And one of my other favorite things about working here, and really whichever branch I've worked in, because I've helped around a little bit to help other branches, it's like a family feeling, and it's like cheers. Like, everybody knows who's walking in. Everybody knows your name. Like, that wasn't like that. It's not like a sterile bank environment from when we were younger.
No. And I totally agree with that. And if anybody yells Norm when they walk in, we're in big trouble, I think. But
we've done that.
Okay, good. Jillian, I think what else is nice is I want to tell you that I was the recipient, not once, but twice, of a random act of kindness, because I was at Studio RD, and I was getting my nails done one day, and Lauren was down walking around the 300 block of Penn and came into Lauren Longo, and she had come into Studio RD and she bought on the spot a couple gift cards for the people who were getting services done. And just randomly, when I went up to pay, they said, "Well, your service is paid for." And I said, "Why?" And they said, "What do you mean?" They said, "Fidelity was here and they just did a random act of kindness and they gave a couple of people gift cards." And I was like, "Oh my God." I said, no, give it to someone else, you know. And they're like, "No, that you came up, you paid, they gave so many." And then I do some work for Broadway Theater, and one day at Christmas we were sitting there, and Kelly walked in with the beautiful poinsettia for our office at Christmas, and it was another random act of kindness. And I just think so knowing myself that I received those, it was a wonderful thing. And it's so neat to do that, because let's face it, who doesn't like to be surprised with something that you don't have to pay for, or you don't think anything of it, like a free cup of coffee or anything. And not that you're looking for it, but when somebody does that, it makes a big difference.
And I'll tell you what else is amazing, being the person that's giving it away. When I was in Greenridge 3 years in a row, myself and another banker went to shifts around Thanksgiving, and we handed out $20 gift cards to help pay for Thanksgiving meals. And, man, I would much rather be the person giving out those gift cards than getting them, because it's amazing the people that you meet and can help.
Absolutely, honey. And there's no doubt that the giver always feels better than the receiver. I shouldn't say that. The receiver, just because I'm just telling you my end, it's a great thing. But when you can give it and they tell you that it's proven that people who give to other people feel better about themselves, and someone who's watching somebody give to somebody and they don't have anything to do with it but witness it also feels better. So those kind of things are always good. Whether you work at the bank or wherever you work, random acts of kindness are always wonderful. And Julie and I are all for that. And we want to thank you, Jillian, for being part of this, because you're a delight, and we hope you keep on giving and keep on doing and keep on smiling and making people happy up there at the Abington office. And we thank you. And, again, our love to Dragon, and keep doing good work. Okay, honey?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, lady. I appreciate you.
You're very, very welcome. And we're going to be right back. No, we aren't. We're actually taking, we're leaving for the weekend, but we want to thank you again for listening and always for paying attention to what we have to say, and we thank you. So have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. Be safe, and please be nice. Bye-bye.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.